Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Actually, I'm really not your host. The real host of this show is Janae Priebe. She is the director of the SHINE St. Petersburg Mural Festival, celebrating its 10th year, October 11th through 20th. And this is an Arts Alliance project that is amazing. Welcome, Janae.
Thank you so much for having me again, Nanette.
Well, let's talk. Let's just fill our listeners in on what SHINE is, why the 10th year is important, and take it away.
Awesome. Yeah, we've got a big year coming up just around the corner. This is our 10th anniversary of the SHINE Mural Festival, which is just incredible. I mean, to be able to have made this big of an impact in the city for this long a period of time is truly credit to the artists, to the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, to a lot of people that have come together to make this happen. But we have a really exciting year coming up. I do want to just take a moment and give acknowledgement to Reflection St. Pete, our title sponsor, not only for this year, but also for last year. And just note that, like, these guys have gone above and beyond for SHINE this year as sponsors, and we're so deeply grateful to them. And part of what's going to happen this year as part of this year's festival is we're going to paint a mural on their brand new building right next to Mural Lake, which is going to be absolutely stunning. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on and who that artist is going to be. There's been a lot of build up to who that artist is going to be, and we are actually announcing him today. But yeah, we have a great event lineup. We are looking at doing a huge opening event at the Morian Art Center on October 11th. That's going to be a group show featuring over 100 artists that have participated in the SHINE Mural Festival since 2015. And then to close it out at the end, we'll have a big finale event at Floridorama, which is going to feature a solo exhibition by Chris Dyer and a book signing and installations by Nicole Salgar. We're going to have live music by the Mighty Giants. There's a lot going on at that event, as well as a VIP portion of it, which you can purchase tickets on our website now for the VIP portion of that. So those are kind of the opening and closing events. And then in the middle of that, we're going to have 15 different mural artists throughout the art districts of St. Pete painting live. You can go and watch them. We'll put the map out here in early October, so you can go find all those artists and watch them work. We have an incredible lineup, so I'm really excited about this year.
I want to just mention the VIP experience inside Floridorama, because I'm sure these tickets are going to go fast. You're going to get to mingle not just with the current artists, is that right, Janae, but also the past artists. It'll be a multi-sensory art exhibit, and you'll get a limited edition keepsake item, complimentary valet parking, savory bites from Uptown Eats, open art from Mandarin Hyde, Great Bay Distributors, and Mother Kombucha. Janae, tell people a little bit while they're listening before we get to the big reveal. The behind-the-scenes work that goes on, I know that Johnny Vitale and his people are involved. There's a lot of local support behind the scene. Tell us what goes on to make this happen.
Oh, man. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, I work full-time year-round to produce this in October with the small team at the Arts Alliance, and as well as a small team of volunteers that come together to plan the festival and curate it. But we're, you know, if you think about it, we're doing these massive opening and closing events. But in addition to that, we're working at, you know, 15 different unique locations throughout St. Petersburg that everyone has a property owner involved, a business owner involved, you know, lifts involved, pods. I mean, there's just this massive coordination that takes place with the city. And some of these are city properties. So it's a real undertaking, and there's a lot of support that comes in together. And it's really beautiful because when SHINE actually happens, I feel like you can feel that in the streets when you're out there. Like, there's such a vibe and such an energy, and the community really comes out. And we hear that from artists all the time who come in from other places, and they come and participate in SHINE, and people show up at their walls and they're stoked. They've got their maps. They know all about SHINE. They know why that artist is there and what they're a part of. And so St. Pete as a community really comes out for SHINE, which is part of what makes it such a special event.
You know, the SHINE Mural Festival, St. Petersburg Arts Alliance nonprofit, led by Terry Marks, the amazing Terry Marks. You know, it's not just the second Saturday art walk. It's an ongoing, now there's different panels and educational information. But I want to point out that even during the year, before and after SHINE, SHINE Mural Festival, is this right, Janae? They're the first in the world to have an accessible audio tour and technology that instantly connects mural viewers to the content via Pixel Stick.
Yeah, that's right. We, a few years ago, started a partnership with Pixel Sticks, which was created by a local tech developer here, Matthew Walker. And he created Pixel Sticks, and we really were drawn to it because one of the things we've seen over the years is just sort of the lack of acknowledgement for the artists themselves that are creating these incredible works of art. And not only the lack of credit, but just sort of that understanding of the ownership behind that. So when the Pixel Sticks came out, every single mural we have completed has a plaque on the wall that directly links you to the artist's information. You can get to their social media channels, to their websites, to our websites. If we, you know, whatever story we have about the mural and about that artist that's on our website, you can get access to that, because we really want people to continue to connect with the fact that, like, a real live living artist worked really hard to create this piece of art, and they own it. They own the ownership, the copyrights to their design work.
And that's so important, this era of AI. So one more thing, tell us a little bit about how many murals there are to date. And then how many are going to be done in this next 10-year anniversary?
So we have produced 168 murals so far, and we will be adding another 15 to the outdoor gallery in October. So it's quite a few. And we know in St. Pete, I think there's close to 500 murals total. It's our estimate based on the book that was published in 2018 of all the murals by Adele Moore. So somewhere around there. But yeah, a significant portion of those are Shine murals.
Well, I want to talk about reflection. You know, this is a downtown St. Pete's is changing in so many ways. The skyline looks so different. These are three local developers. These are local people who, you know, in addition to having a for-profit and a fabulous piece of architecture, joined the horizon, have gone beyond. And should we start with the big reveal? So, folks, if you're listening to Radio St. Pete, I'm here with Janae Prebe, and she is announcing on September 18th. This is the lineup for St. Petersburg Mural Festival. 10-year. Ding, 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 ding.
So, yeah, we had a teaser earlier this year about the artist for Reflection. So the artist that we're bringing in, we're really honored to be able to have him on the lineup, is Fintan McGee. He's from Australia. He's really one of Australia's, if not Australia's, leading public artist. So we're really honored. He does this incredible... he calls it beveled glass, and he paints in this way that it looks like whatever image he's painting is sort of covered in this beveled glass aesthetic, and it's just gorgeous. And so when we started working with Reflection and kind of understanding even just the name Reflection, being that it's right there by Mural Lake, we really wanted to kind of tie in the location of their building and the name of their building. And Fintan's work is just so perfect in that way. Like, it really kind of, you know, honors the location. So he's coming. He's put together an absolutely incredible piece that is, I mean, truly just a work of fine art that will be free and accessible to the public 24 hours a day, and right at the entrance of this luxury condo building. So it's really an incredible thing that's happened. We've had a great relationship with Reflection. And I will say, you know, in the city of St. Pete, the development, private development, developers as well as public development is required to donate a percentage of their construction fees for public art, which is a really big deal. It's very important, but we had issues because in the past, the city didn't recognize murals as public art. They called them art in public spaces. So it sounds like it's just semantics, but the implications of that were quite significant, because Reflection and other developers have come forward saying, hey, you know, they have built in mural canvases as part of the architecture of their building, only to find out later that they're not actually allowed to spend their public art funds on that. So that was the situation we ran into with Reflection. But we, what ended up happening was that you can donate a smaller portion of your construction costs to the city's public art fund for the city to use on maintenance of other projects, or, you know, do other city-funded public art projects. And so they ended up doing that, and then using the remainder of their funds to support the Shine Festival as title sponsor for 2 years in a row, which is just incredible. I mean, that's at the $50,000 level. We've never had a sponsor at that level prior to partnering with Reflection. So they really have made a significant investment in Shine. And not only that, earlier this year, you know, we lost the state funding, right? All the state vetoed all the arts funding throughout the state. Shine lost $25,000 in that veto. We went to Reflection, and they immediately were like, we got you. We're going to help cover. They've gone out and fundraised for us.
There would be no Shine without them.
There would be no Shine without them this year. It's really just, I wanted to say that, because I know that there's a real, you know, feeling, I think particularly in the art community, about developers and about all the development that's happening in St. Pete. And Reflection has really shown what it can look like when you partner with the art community and you're actually truly invested in giving back to the city and giving back to particularly the art community, because so many of us in the arts understand that the reason why people want to move here and spend $1 million on a condo is because the art community has made this a really incredible place to live.
We are the Arts Coast. And the Arts Coast, we have been named by numerous magazines of and got numerous accolades that St. Pete, and thanks to the Arts Alliance and Janae Priebe and people like Reflections, have made this the Arts Coast, created Pinellas, Warehouse Arts District, etc. All right, let's get back to the big reveal. Folks, you're hearing it first on Radio St. Pete. I am here with Janae Priebe, and we are talking about the 2024 Muralist lineup.
Awesome. So in addition to Fintan McGee, who we're very excited about, we also have several other international artists. We have Nespoon, who's coming from Poland. She does this incredible lace work murals. So she actually researches the history of lace making in whatever region she's painting in, and then will create a mural based on the pattern of that area's specific lace making traditions. So really, really incredible work. She's the only person I've ever seen doing that work. And it's also the first time we've ever had an artist from Poland as part of Shine. So that's kind of exciting. We have Abyss, who's coming from France. His work is so fun. I think he's going to be a fan favorite once he gets started. We also have Emmanuel Jarras coming from Canada, who's been absolutely amazing so far to work with. I'm super excited to see what he ends up doing. On the national side, we have Stevie Hsiao coming from Seattle. We have George F. Baker III coming from Atlanta, who I'm really excited. He's going to be painting Studio at 620. So we have some really amazing locations this year. And thinking about not only Reflection, we have this incredible, you know, luxury condo, and then we have these other like really significant cultural landmarks in St. Pete, and Studio at 620 is one of them. We're also going to be painting on St. Pete Pier this year, which has never been done before. So I'm very, very excited about that. And we're also going to be painting at Anchor Skate Shop, which again, like culturally is such a landmark, especially considering what's going on with the Raids right now and their City Connect project and really like all this focus on skateboarding. So to be able to work with Anchor is really exciting. So on the local level, speaking of that, we're working with Up and Over, which is a collaboration between Tess One and the Vitali brothers, which is really exciting because Tess One is one of the founding artists of Shine. I mean, he's one of the original founding members of the festival, and he's the only one of the founding artists that hasn't participated in the festival yet. So we have him on the lineup this year as Up and Over, which is their name when they collaborate with Vitali brothers. So we're really honored to be able to work with him. We have Christy Lopez, who's a St. Petersburg-based artist. Frankie Gonzalez, Frankie G, he's based in Tampa. Chris Markovich and Johnny Vitali are collaborating on the mural at Anchor, which is really exciting. Chris Markovich is a professional skateboarder and also a muralist. So again, just a perfect tie-in, and that's sponsored by the Rays. And we have Quinn Kale, who's coming from Tampa, to also paint. And then we have these amazing community projects, right? So in addition to the main lineup, we always do something with the community or some special populations. So we're really excited to work with Yala Ford. She's going to be doing a community-wide mural that everybody's going to be invited to participate in. We'll talk about that more in the future. I mentioned the mural on the pier. We're partnering with Tampa Bay Watch to create a mural at the Discovery Center on the pier, which is just incredible. We've been dying to get on the pier since it was first built, but the concrete needed like 3 years to cure. We weren't allowed to paint it. So yeah, as soon as that 3-year mark hit, we're like, okay, it's time. Can we paint it? Can we paint it? So we've been able to make it happen in partnership with Tampa Bay Watch. I'm really excited about that mural. We also have Zulu Painter doing a project in partnership with AMI Kids. And this is also a really cool project. AMI Kids is up on Gandy. It's way outside of where we typically work for Shine. But the reason we're doing that is because we're working on slowly engaging city council on a new level, right? And really being able to add a new Shine mural to every city council member's district. And District 2 is one of the ones that doesn't have a Shine mural. That's Brandy Gabbard's district. So now Zulu is going to be out there painting in District 2 in an amazing partnership with AMI Kids. If you're not familiar with that program, I highly recommend you looking them up. They're doing incredible work in the Tampa Bay area. And then also we have Dwayne Shepherd and Brian McAllister, who are partnering with the Florida Art Education Association. This is an amazing project because this October, the statewide conference for the Florida art educators is happening in St. Pete, the same weekend as Shine, the final weekend of Shine. So there's like 800 art teachers from across the state of Florida that are coming to St. Pete for a long weekend. And this is going to happen for the next 4 years in a row. So Brian McAllister and Dwayne Shepherd are both art teachers in Pinellas County Schools, and they're coming together to create essentially a paint-by-numbers mural for those educators who are going to be able to participate in a mural and then go back to their cities throughout Florida and help, you know, hopefully, you know, incorporate that into their own communities.
We want to have them in studio.
Okay.
We definitely want to have them in studio to talk about this. Because if without art education, music education, there is no future. Okay. Yeah. And who else?
That's it.
Wow.
That's all we got.
Wow. Janae Priebe has announced the new Shine Mural lineup 2024. Let's get to the final Flaudorama thing for a minute. Can you give us any of a little bit of a teaser? It's going to be really totally an immersive experience.
It really is. It's going to be so much fun. I mean, really, this is just a big art party. We just want people to come out and celebrate, be a part of the, you know, the sort of closing events of this 10th anniversary. Chris Dyer, who is here locally, he did a mural for us last year. He's going to be doing a solo exhibition within the main gallery space there at Flaudorama. His work is just incredible. I highly recommend seeing it in person. You can see his work online. It's stunning. It's super impressive, especially his digital work. But when you see his canvas work in person, it's really, really impressive. It just draws you in. So he's going to be doing a solo show, which will be his first Florida solo show since he's moved here, actually. And it's in coordination with the release of his second art book. So he's going to be there doing book signings, and he'll have his book available as well. We have Nicole Salgar, who painted, well, she was here in studio with us last time. She's going to be doing an amazing installation as well. It'll be brand new work that no one's ever seen before. We're very excited for her to be able to do that. Ricky Watts, who's just a Shine favorite, is coming back. He's going to do an installation, and we're also going to have his mural outside Flaudorama activated with projection mapping, which is going to be so fun. That's the entrance to the whole event. You're going to see that out in the streets. And then Woz Martin, who came here in 2021, he did that Angry Pandas mural over there by Bayboro Brewing. So when COVID hit, he sort of shifted professionally from doing murals to creating puppets. And so he's made his own puppets of himself and all of his friends. And they look just like themselves. It's so amazing. He makes these puppets, and then they do these DJ sessions. And they'll, like, live stream a lot on Twitch. But they do live concerts doing sort of old school hip hop DJing with the puppets. So the entertainment and the music is just going to be so amazing. I could not be more excited to be able to have them here. And Woz is just amazing, just such good energy. And he's bringing his whole crew out from LA to be able to do this for us.
I don't know how you have concepted this. You know, I've known you for quite a while. And this is people, if you're listening, stand up and give a standing ovation to Janae Priebe and her team. I also want to tell you that Star Trolley's Shine mural tours go on all the time, and that's really a lot of fun. Let's find out how you can find out more. And if you want to volunteer, tell us how to do that, Janae.
Yeah, so all the information is up on our website. The easiest way to get there is shinemuralfest.com. It'll kick you over to the Arts Alliance website, which has a little bit of a longer URL, but that's the easiest way to get over there. But Star Trolley does have their schedule posted now. You can start reserving your seat. Those are going to sell out really quickly. So if you want to go on a public tour during the festival, I really recommend you get on there and sign up now. It's star-trolley.com/murals, and you'll see the full schedule that's happening in October. And then after the festival, those will happen again monthly every Sunday. Or I don't know if it'll be every Sunday, but monthly from that point on. There's also walking and biking tours available through Florida Craft Art. You can find that link on our website as well. And those tours are great. You're going to get a totally different route from the trolley tour that you'll get just because of the, you know, mode of transportation. But those are excellent tours as well. A lot of the same guides are doing both.
There's just, listen, folks, if you are thinking about having visitors, book them during Shine. They will fall in love. It is probably, for me, coming out of California where art was everywhere, this is what keeps me here, this festival in particular. And Janae, I want to just thank you and Terry Marks, the Arts Alliance, all of the artists, Flaudorama, Reflections, and everyone who makes this city such a great arts coast. Janae, parting words for our listeners. Dates for the Shine Festival.
October 11th through the 20th. We really, really, really want you to grab a map and come out to the streets, meet the artists, enjoy seeing the artwork happen in progress, and come out to the events. Just show these artists what this art form means to you. That's really what we would love to see.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm here with Janae Priebe, the Shine Mural Festival, October 11th through the 20th. Come out and support the arts.